Hi, this is Aditya Shrivastava. Divyonda Collier, Divyonda Collier, date of service is 7/13/2024. The patient was involved in automobile accident on 5/22/2024. She was traveling as a front seat passenger when the car was rear-ended at a high speed, leading to severe pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, and mild headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient was initially evaluated and seen at St. John Hospital on the day of accident. All the CT scan x-rays were all negative. The MRI subsequently had been found positive for pathology. The patient has a bursitis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis in the right shoulder, as well as there is a marrow edema of the anterior superior aspect of the greater tuberosity of humerus, although rotator cuff muscles are not injured. The patient has bulging disc at C3-4 and also at L5-S1. She also has a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient is advised to have injections in these areas to bring relief. Currently, she has the pain in the right shoulder, the lower back, and neck to the tune of 9, and some difficulty in lifting the right arm beyond 100 degrees, and the pain is continuous and constant. No radiation of pain is reported. No motor weakness is reported. Overall, the pain remains between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected 8. And the patient reports 30% improvement in the pain relief, overall healing. Please review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 101, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 7/1/2024, dictation number 0703-019. Plan is to continue sending the patient to the specialist orthopedic surgeon as well as to the psychiatry. Patient is provided with Tylenol coding number 4 every 12 hours, 15 days for pain management. Labs were reviewed and maps have been reviewed. Patient is otherwise compliant. She has been informed about her findings. And the spine traction and stretching should bring relief to the neck and the lower back. However, it appears that the patient has issues with the SI joint, facet joints, which need to be injected with steroid. And because of the bulging disc at L5-S1 and C3-4, and a couple of the lumbar and cervical epidural may bring relief. Similarly, the right shoulder intra-articular and bursa injection may bring relief as well. Thank you. We'll be scheduled when patient gives the consent and agrees to get this injection, we'll be able to do them. Thank you.